Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone that is not. And baby, it is all right now. Thank you for that count of Mighty Disco.
Hey.
We are glad to have you with us. 800- What are you, Fonzie?
I don't know. I picked something.
800-688-9522. 800-688-9522. I want to give a quick shout out to somebody before we get into this next topic, and that is Ann and Marie. And they're listening, and I just want them to know they're loved as they are dealing with a very, very difficult set of circumstances right now. George, Ann, Marie, and all the way across the world, another family member, Lynn. So just want to let them know that they are deeply loved as they are going through a very difficult caregiving experience right now. Hey, listen, I've got a very special guest on the phone. Helen Mack is calling in from North Carolina. She's a volunteer with AARP. Helen, I need to call you like super teacher. Because I don't think I could read your entire resume. I mean, you have done so much in the world of education, and you've taken that. I mean, there are some people that teach, and then some people who are called to be a teacher. And I mean, it's like it's oozing out of you because you are just constantly educating folks on this. And you've been an AARP volunteer now for how long?
I think it's about 7 years.
7 years, and you've been a principal. I mean, you've done it all, and you're going out there and grabbing a lot of folks and giving them, equipping them with the knowledge and the resources to be able to survive this journey as caregivers and helping seniors and so forth. And one of the issues that I am deeply concerned about, as well as you and so many others, and AARP is as well, and AARP has been a sponsor of the show for a long time, is senior fraud. And this is an issue that has troubled me and concerns me. I have aging parents. I've had this conversation with my folks. So I want you to take a few moments to jump into this and talk about this issue that is affecting so many seniors and what AARP is bringing to the table on this.
I really appreciate the chance to do this because, you know, you hit two of AARP's priorities. First off, your caregiving. And that's a big, huge priority for AARP. And then the other one is the fraud prevention. And you're right, because, you know, I think the figure is somewhere around $3 billion a year that's reported the older Americans are scammed by.
Wait a minute. Let's repeat that. That is $3
billion
with a B.
With a B. That's exactly it. And that's what's reported. And we know, in fact, that it's not all reported. As a matter of fact, a lot of it isn't. And, you know, it doesn't just have an impact financially. It has an impact on the well-being. It has an impact on how you feel about yourself after you've been scammed. And caregivers looking after someone, the figure is something like 38% of caregivers who take on someone as the person they're going to care for have found out that the person they're caring for has already been scammed by someone. And that's a huge figure. So one of the big things AARP has done is create something called a Fraud Watch Network. And it really is a network that is out looking for those guys who are trying to take advantage of older Americans. It's an easy way to sign up for it online. You just fill out, you don't have to be an AARP member to join this network. Yeah, fill out a little thing, you submit it, and you can check up on what's going on in your area on a great interactive map that they have. You can check the whole country, you can check your state, you can check a zip code area where you live. There are little triangles that pop up, and if you hit it, it'll tell you what that scam is. And right now, you know, these people who do the scamming are always 3 steps ahead of everybody. They're, you know, the new Medicare cards are coming out next year, and they'll be mailed to you. Well, now people are getting emails and calls about what's going on with their card, and they're trying to charge people for cards. They're trying to get information from people about their personal identity, and then they're going to use it for scamming. And Medicare is not going to do any of those things. You know, you give someone your Medicare card number, you've given them your Social Security number. So that's a new thing, and it's up on the AARP website. It's one of the things to watch for. And then we got the Equifax stuff, the reviews on your credit, and just a simple act of freezing your credit on the credit lines is enough to make it impossible for others to get a hold of your credit line and that way help you from not being scammed and have your identity taken.
Now, if somebody wants to sign up for this, let me go back to this other thing. Where do they go to just go to AARP.org or what?
AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. And it will take them through the process. And if they don't have access to a computer, which is possible these days for people who are older, they can phone 877-908-3360.
Now, I'm going to put this, by the way, out on the website, blog it, and so forth. Later on, I will have this number out there, but I just want to, so it's 877-908-3360 if you want to register for it, or it's aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Did I get?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it keeps you up to, and it will also send you alerts for something that's going on that's brand new, like those two new things with Medicare cards. I mean, the cards aren't even out yet, and we're getting scams on them. So we really have to be careful. And that there are also videos on there that show what's going on lately in the world of scammers who are out there to take our time.
Well, you guys are really functioning as pit bulls at the door here because, people don't have time to deal with this or the resources, but you guys are bringing all the resources of AARP to this. And I love the fact that you say you don't even have to be a member. And I don't mean that as if people wouldn't want to join. I'm thinking that a lot of people don't think of themselves as a participant in the AARP world. But if somebody with special needs and you're disabled or so forth, you're on – the chances are if they're adult, they're on Medicare with disability. And those Medicare cards are going to be coming out. Also, these things apply across the board – whether or not you're a member or not, whether you're just taking, you're a younger couple or something, but you've got some child with special needs. These are important resources that AARP is offering that reaches out to everybody. And I love that people are able to get that type of help in such a organized and aggressive way. And so let me give this out again here because, let me see, it's AARP.org. Write this down. This is important, folks. This will help you, and you can sign up for this and get these alerts. AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. And that's fraud, not frog. Don't mind my southern accent. And then 877-908-3360.
Right.
All right, Helen, keep going with us.
Well, the other big thing that we do around Fraud Watch and trying to prevent people from getting scammed, because, the awareness of it ahead of time is really important because it is a seldom thing if somebody can get back what they've lost in a scam. It really doesn't happen often. So one of the things AARP does across the United States, and each one of the states have their own AARP units, is they have workshops, and they have a whole cadre of volunteers who are trained to do these workshops, and they often do them in conjunction with local authorities, with the Attorney General for the state, with police departments, and give lots of good information at these meetings. And you can check on that with your local AARP through your state, because knowing about it and preventing it from happening in the first place is probably the better way to go so that you don't become a victim.
Well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And exactly. Are any of these workshops ever put online?
They're all put online on the AARP website. And each state does it in a different way. I mean, North Carolina has calendars. We're in 5 geographic regions. And each of the regions will do workshops on fraud. So each state I would go to the website for the state for AARP and see how they're putting out their information on those workshops, because they certainly want to get to as many people as possible.
And all of this is free.
All of this is free.
And open to the public. Oh, that's wonderful.
The other thing is we also do, in conjunction with other agencies, shred-a-thons. And those are really important because it gets rid of all of that paper you have that might have information on it that you don't want to just put out into the regular trash, because your information is there and your identity can be stolen. So you can also go online on your state AARP site and see where the local shred-a-thons are, and those are also free. And when you go to it, you also usually get stacks of information about fraud and fraud watch and what's going on.
Well, see, this is why I'm so glad that you came on the show today, Helen, because I've been very concerned about this for so many people. I hear this. I get Google alerts on my phone all the time of just what's going on in the world of caregiving and so forth. Almost every day, somebody's right. reporting on this fraud issue. And people are being taken, and you the figure you just gave, $3 billion. That's crazy. And I think you're right. I think that's a low figure.
I think it is, too. The other thing is, when you call that number or go to that fraud watch, you're going to get a hold of a person if you're calling it in. You won't get hooked up into a system of, you know, dial this and that and the other thing. You'll get a person to talk to. And that often helps someone who's been through a scam, because they can share what the scam is, and then others will know about it, and they can be directed on where they should report it. Because if they've lost money, they really need to report it so that someone else doesn't have the same thing happen to them.
You know, and caregivers suffer from three I's, I say regularly, Helen. We lose our independence, we lose our identity, we become isolated. And in these isolation moments is when we get taken advantage of. We become easy prey. And what you guys are doing is pushing back against that isolation and taking community, those caregivers, and letting them know, hey, you know, you're not alone, and we're working on your behalf, whether you even realize it or not. And this is so important to them. I'm just really deeply moved that you're doing this and what you're bringing to the table, Helen. All right, so go deeper.
There are volunteers all over the country that are trying to get people aware of the fact that isolation is a huge difficulty. I mean, you know what the impact is. They're now comparing it to the impact on your well-being that smoking had in the past. So that isolation piece is one of the things that makes people vulnerable. When somebody calls and starts talking to you, and scammers are some of the friendliest, most soothing voices in the world, and they get you in. And then you've had it, so you really have to be on your guard at all times.
One of the ones I hear a lot that happens is that they will call up to an elderly couple or family or grandmother, grandfather, and they'll say, Grandma, and then that grandmother will start going down the list of the name of her grandchildren. And then they'll say, no, whatever. And is that you? Yes, this is me. And, you know, whatever, if it's Jesse or whatever. It's me, Jesse, and I need a little help here. And then they'll just suck them in and thinking that they're helping their own grandchild, and it's not. It's a scammer. These are the kind of diabolical things that are going on out there. You think it wouldn't work, but it does. When you get somebody that's elderly and a little bit more vulnerable, these things happen. And I am so grateful that you guys are out there 24/7, nationwide, y'all are working on this.
And let me tell you about another thing that we've just started recently. It's called Operation Project Veterans, because it turns out that veterans are now a target for scam artists. So we want to raise the awareness of people who are veterans about what's going on with the common scams around veterans. And it's scams around their benefits, scams around what their investment and pensions are. It's just diabolical. These guys have served and then wind up getting to be victims of fraud.
Well,
just because they have been serving. So
see, this is why we got about 30 seconds left. This is why I'm so grateful that AARP has been a sponsor of my show from the get-go. I've done a lot of things with you guys over the years. I had a lot of fun on that webinar we did a year ago where we talked about humor and so forth. And of course, a lot of folks saw the Jeff Foxworthy thing I did of You Might Be a Caregiver If. But you guys, Helen, thank you. Will you come back?
I'd love to come back because one of the other conversations I think we need to have is about how caregivers are exploited by friends and relatives and what we need to do about that, too.
Let's do it. I promise you, you will be back. This is Helen Mack. She's a volunteer with AARP, longtime educator. She is, you can tell, she loves what she's talking about. AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork is where you want to go. Helen, we got to take a quick break. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you, Peter.
All righty. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver, and we're glad you're with us. 800-688-9522. We'll be right back. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my ill. I got a bad case of loving you. Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Caregivers with Hope. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522, if you want to be on the show. And we'd love to have you on there. Real quick, John, oh, by the way, thank you for that. I love Robert Palmer.
Oh, it was either that or Sammy Hagar. Sorry.
Well, I still can't drive 55.
I'm telling you. Well, speaking of driving 55, we talked about the end of people's driving last week.
We did. Yeah. And we had a lot of response to that. I put that on the blog post, and Matt Gerwell put it out there as well, because that's tough conversation to have.
Yeah, getting the keys from dad is rough.
And, you know, funny you should bring that up. And wait a minute, before I get to that little quick bulletin here.
Gotcha.
Helen Mack from AARP in the last segment, she wanted us to add the thing about the Veteran Protection Watch.
Yes.
And what was that? What was that website?
That was it was at AARP.org/protectveterans.
Protect veterans, AARP.org.
I'm going to have to double check that,
or you can search it when you get out there. But yeah, Please take advantage of that if you know someone who is in that position. And these are resources that are free that they're doing on your behalf.
These people are going after guys' GI Bill education stuff.
Everything.
You know, it's nuts.
There's nothing sacred anymore, as General Kelly said. So anyway, I'm writing an article because we're getting ready to go into that time of year, which is always stressful for a good situation.
Exactly.
But you throw in caregiving, and you know how I feel about holidays. I struggle with holidays. The only holiday I really particularly embrace is Arbor Day.
Right. Because nobody gets upset about Arbor Day.
You plant a tree, you water it, you leave it to God, you walk off.
Well, there's no drama. We're coming up on my favorite holiday.
Which is what?
The day after Halloween.
The day after Halloween. Well, that's All Saints Day.
No, that's 50% off Chocolate Day, Peter. Thank you.
God bless you. But I've got an article that's coming out talking about four tips to survive the holiday season as a caregiver.
Okay.
And one of those, it's funny you should mention that, is that it's dinner, not an intervention.
Ooh.
So don't try to take dad's keys while you're handing him the pumpkin pie.
Mm.
There are people that can help with that. And we had that conversation last week, and you can go and see it on our blog at caregiverswithhope.com if you want to know a very effective resource to help you with that driving conversation, because transferring from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, and it's at caregiverswithhope.com, and I've got it on the blog post there. We have so many resources out there. My book is available. By the way, the book, starting on November 1st, actually, I think it's already there. My publisher put the Kindle version.
Oh, you mean 50% off Candy Day?
Yeah. Dog with a bone here. Dog with a bone. But
dogs can't have chocolate. Peter.
My book, Hope for the Caregiver, my publisher is putting the Kindle version on it for like a ridiculously low amount.
Oh, right on.
There are 30 million caregivers in the workforce alone. You throw in the stress of the holidays to that, and the book is on sale. I'm just saying, okay? The book is on sale. Hope for the Caregiver. Go out and get it. It has made it to the number one caregiving book on Kindle four different times. Number one on Amazon.
Right on.
People have really embraced this. It's so easy. You can read it in the bathroom. I know because I wrote it there. And I'd love for you to get it. It is a lifetime of experience offered as a lifeline to fellow caregivers. It's called Hope for the Caregiver. Do yourself a favor and get this book. I also did an audio version of it, And it's available as well if you'd like to download an audiobook, and I'll read it to you. Don't drive back and forth to the doctor or the hospital by yourself. Take along a 30-year caregiver because it's too difficult. Also, Standing with Hope. Standing with Hope is the presenting sponsor of this show, and I'd love for you to go out and visit what we're about. We have two flagship programs, the Family Caregiver Outreach, which this show is a part of, and a prosthetic limb outreach, which my wife envisioned after giving up both of her legs. And it is a powerful ministry that she's done. I'm very grateful to be a part of it. And our friends at Core Civic help us with that. CoreCivic.com. It's an inmate program where inmates disassemble used prosthetic limbs. We'll collect them from all over the country. You could send them to us. And we recycle all the usable parts through their work with another faith-based program that inmates can do to lower recidivism, to help them re-engage. And it is such a great program. I wish you'd go out and take a look at it, CoreCivic.com, to see what they're doing. And give the gift that keeps on walking at StandingWithHope.com. Hey, the hour's up, John. It goes by too fast. And I'm very grateful that you all join with us here. CaregiversWithHope.com, there's so much more. We'll see you next week. This is Peter Rosenberger. Today's a great day to start being a healthy caregiver. And healthy caregivers make better caregivers. We'll see you next week.